hey, we are here at the 2018 PSEU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, and we're here with Michelle Hillenbrand from PSEU's Advisors Plus. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks good. For asking. Good. Appreciate that. Hey, before we get into the questions, how's the show going for you?
Oh my gosh, it's wonderful. I've met so many credit unions that we get to work with, and it's so great to spend time with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. There's nothing better than the face-to-face meeting, for sure. Hey, let's get cracking here on Advisors Plus. Can you give us a quick background on how Advisors Plus helps credit unions these days?
Absolutely. So Advisors Plus is actually divided into three different areas at this point. Mm-hmm. We have the Advisors Plus consulting team, which is really focused on product, pricing, that kind of that placement thing in the market. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then we have the predictive analytics studio, which is just new and being developed. And so hopefully we're going to get into a lot of data and be able to provide data to the credit union so that they can do more instantaneous type decisions mm-hmm. in marketing. And then we have my group, which is the Advisors Plus Marketing Group. Mm-hmm. Our group is really focused on helping the credit unions with their goals and objectives and helping their portfolio grow and meet those objectives. Mm-hmm. So if a credit union is a startup credit union, we're going to be focusing on acquisition. And if they're more mature or they're in a situation where they're declining, we're going to be looking for credit line increases and things to spur that portfolio into activity and growth.
Awesome. So what are some key things that credit unions need to pay attention to have successful card portfolios these days?
Absolutely. So the first thing I have to say is, you know, have somebody who's in charge of the credit card and the debit card products. When you have somebody at the credit union that's able to focus on those things, mm-hmm. You know, at least someone's paying attention to it. Yeah. And when it's time to make decisions, we have a target person to go to, mm-hmm. and things move a lot faster.
No doubt.
So definitely a person. Also pay attention to if you have the right product set before mm-hmm. you begin marketing. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we want to help, you know, credit unions do is what should they be offering? Is it cash back? Is it rewards? Is it signature cards? Mm-hmm. Is it high-end things? Do you need a low-rate card? And what that product suite looks like. Mm-hmm. And then I have to say that make sure your branch staff is very well trained and versed in what type of cards.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to sell and connect with those members that, you know, you're not forcing things on them. You know what product suits them best.
Mm-hmm. And every credit union is different as well. So
absolutely.
You kind of have to meet their specific needs as well. So types of marketing programs that are popular right now. What's popular? What's the going rate right now?
So, you know, after Card Act, we had done a ton of credit line increase programs, right? So that's kind of like sitting towards the back now. And I have a lot of credit unions that are really focusing on getting cardholders into the right product. So, you know, if you need to move up in terms of rewards, you know, say you've been in a low-rate product, but now you're more of a transactor, you know, you're doing a little better in life,
yeah.
and you want to move into a transactor product, how do you get a cardholder to move to the right product so that their usage is maintained? Mm-hmm. And so we're doing a lot of upgrade-type programs. We're moving from secured to unsecured,
okay.
and from, you know, low-rate platinum to, you know, up the chain to Signature and World and all those other types of plastic. So those are very, very popular at this moment.
Yay! Well, we're glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. So what role do channels play into marketing a credit union's card portfolio? Sorry about that.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, digital, of course, we're all hearing digital mm-hmm. at this point.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But digital gets to be a little bit difficult when the message is very targeted to specific cardholders.
Mm-hmm.
We want credit unions to pay attention to digital, and we support them in their efforts. We provide files, and credit unions can go out and deploy things on their online banking channels,
mm-hmm.
And we'll, you know, provide them with the assets to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But most of our work is still in the direct mail field, and everyone's like, oh no, direct mail. But direct mail is still the strongest performing channel, especially if you want to get out a message like you're getting a line increase.
Direct mail, really? Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. Our response rates are phenomenal in direct mail. And if we do direct mail in conjunction with email, they're even better.
Really?
So we have a lot of case studies that show that.
Surprising to hear that the printed piece still works.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Anything else to wrap up? Any things you guys got cooking in the Advisors Plus laboratory that you want to share?
Sure. So we're trying to create some different levels of service because we want to be able to serve as many credit unions as possible. We're looking at some self-serve type channels all the way up to, like, you know, the high platinum service where you're getting our dedicated touch. So we're looking forward to developing all of that this year.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad to see things are cracking and hopping at Advisors Plus. So congratulations. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Keep up the good work, Michelle.
Thank you.
Well done.